Hello and welcome to A Public Affair on KGNU. I'm your host and young adult book reviewer, Phoebe Donovan. Today my guest is Anna Rose Johnson. Anna Rose is a member of the Sault Ste. Marie tribe of Chippewa Indians, and she loves classic books, beautiful flowers, and all things historical. She has a passion for storytelling through both journalism and novels. Today we'll be talking about her recent novel, The Star That Always Stays. Anna Rose Johnson, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. Can you start by giving listeners your own overview of The Star That Always Stays?
Yes, certainly. So The Star That Always Stays is my debut novel, and it's a middle grade historical that was inspired by the life of my great-grandmother. And the story follows Norbia, a 14-year-old girl who has to move to a new city and start high school and navigate a new stepfamily and also navigate the challenges of trying to hide her Ojibwe heritage. And how did you learn about your great-grandmother's story originally? Yes, so I knew quite a bit about her, but when I really started to do more research into like her childhood and her teen years, I realized that the things that were happening in her life around the time that she was 14, which is 1914, I thought that the events could make a really interesting book, especially for the middle grade audience. So it was really while I was doing more genealogy research into her and her family that I decided to start writing the book. And it was a process that took several years. In addition to just talking to other relatives and members of the family, so I did a lot of research at libraries, and I had to try and track down more information from those. And I looked at old newspapers a lot and magazines to try and get a fuller idea of what her world would have been like. And I looked at a lot of maps and old photos. It was quite fun.
Nice. Yeah, sounds interesting. Where does your ancestor's story stop and the fiction begin?
Yeah, it's sort of hard to say because it's sort of a blending of fact and fiction. It definitely leans on the side of just my imagination and what I invented for the story. So most of it is fiction, but I tried to use the real history elements where I could.
For those who haven't read it yet, when Norvia and her family move in with their new stepfather and stepfamily, Norvia's mom tries to conceal their native heritage and encourages her children to do the same. Do you feel like stories and traditions have been lost through people like Norvia's mom hiding who they are?
Yes, I definitely would say that the case, certainly what I found when I was doing research like into this specific time period, that seemed like that was definitely a thing. And so I felt that that was an important element to include because I definitely felt that could have been what happened.
Do you think that now we're finally in a time where Native people can be openly proud of their heritage again?
Yes, and I definitely think so.
Oh, good.
It's wonderful to see more Native stories out in the world.
Norvia also felt like she needed to hide her parents' divorce. If this same story played out today, do you think she would have felt the same need to and the same pressure to keep her parents' divorce a secret?
Yes. I mean, it's really hard to say, how that story would play out now. It definitely was very different at that time in history. It was much more, something that people, could have tried to downplay. So yeah, I think that has changed and probably would be different now.
Yeah, it seemed very stressful for Norvia to navigate her new friendships and her new stepfamily while keeping these big secrets about herself. How important do you think acceptance is to friendships?
Yes, that can definitely be very important. And I think that I tried to show that in this book, that it was important for Norvia's friends to accept her, but also for her to accept herself first, and that to be an important stepping stone.
And, I mean, Norvia seemed to care quite a bit about what other people thought. Why do you think that was? And do you think she cared too much?
Well, when I was coming up with her character, I wanted that to be a big part of her story, how she is always thinking a lot about how others are perceiving her. And I felt like that was the really instrumental part of the overall theme. And so, yes, I think that what she learns throughout the story is that she was dwelling too much on that and that she had to kind of start to let go and just, you know, be okay with being herself and not worrying so much about what others thought.
Yeah, and I think that's a hard thing to do. We can all relate to that, myself especially. For listeners who may just now be joining us, I'm talking with Anna Rose Johnson about her book, The Star That Always Stays. The book is a coming-of-age story inspired by her great-grandmother. The story follows Norvia as she starts high school and navigates a new life in a new city with a new stepfamily, where she has been told not to tell people about her native background. Norvia and her siblings were determined to make the best of their new situation. How much do you think our mindset, specifically optimism, can impact outcomes?
Yes, absolutely. The fact that she is very optimistic about, you know, things starting to look up for her and her family as they go through these, you know, big transitions. And especially toward the end, I really wanted to make sure to leave my young readers with a feeling of hope and joy. And that really is the, you know, the way that the whole story is wrapped up, how she really learns to embrace joy no matter, you know, what the circumstances are. I think that's just a wonderful thing to be able to share with young readers.
Yeah, it's definitely a very powerful message. And optimism is something that Norvia shares with some of her literary heroes, specifically like Anne of Green Gables and Pollyanna. In what other ways do you think that she was similar to those characters?
I would say there are definitely some similarities. Norvia, she really wants to be able to help people, you know, especially her family. And that's something that Anne of Green Gables and Pollyanna and other heroines from the past, that was a big part of their stories too. So that was definitely something that I tried to incorporate. And just a general, you know, sense of the imagination, that was so much fun. And just the fact that she was such a reader, that was an element of the story that I loved writing.
Absolutely. Norvia's found like great joy in discovering books. That's something that many readers, myself included, can relate to. Is it drawn from your own experience?
Yes, absolutely. I'm a very big reader. And I love, you know, so many of those same stories that Norvia reads in The Star Always Stays. So yeah, it was kind of like I was trying to, you know, have those nods to the special books that I liked. I think that, you know, being a reader is just, it's such a joy. So to be able to kind of share that joy within another story was a cool thing.
Oh, absolutely. And storytelling is a big part of Native cultures, and it's clearly something that's very important to Norvia and to you as a writer. Do you want to share some more about that?
Yes. So one of the things that I did when I was writing this book was that, so there are flashback scenes. So those were carefully put in. They're interspersed throughout every few chapters. So the book ended up kind of as a nonlinear timeline, which is definitely was inspired by traditional Native American storytelling, where things don't happen necessarily in a particular linear fashion. So I like being able to kind of go back and forth. So you see, you know, things that happened to her in her childhood, interspersed with what was going on, you know, that, you know, the modern day storyline. So that was very cool to do. I like that.
Yeah, that's really interesting. Thank you. And I know you touched on this a bit already, but what do you hope that readers take away from reading The Star That Always Stays?
I really hope that they take away just a good feeling from the book. It's just special to me to think about people reading that very, what I consider extremely uplifting. And I want them to come away just you know, feeling very happy and uplifted too, as well as, you know, hopefully inspiring a, you know, even deeper sense of like joys of reading and of family and friendship.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much. Is there anything else that you would like to add?
I guess I would just like to say that it was such fun to work on the book, and it's been so wonderful to see it out in the world and to be able to have cool opportunities like talking to you.
Thank you. And congratulations. I know this is your debut novel also.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you so much for joining me today. It was so interesting getting to talk to you. And I really enjoyed your book.
Oh, I'm so glad.
My guest today has been Anna Rose Johnson, author of The Star That Always Stays, a compelling story inspired by the life of her great-grandmother. My name is Phoebe Donovan, and you're listening to KGNU, FM 88.5 Boulder, KGNU 1390 Denver.